The PSNI has been criticised after announcing there would be uniformed police officers taking part in Belfast Gay Pride Parade for the first time. Serving officers will take their place in the annual parade through the city centre next Saturday. A PSNI spokesperson said police officers and staff from the PSNI have been involved in the Pride Parade for many years. However, this is the first time they will have taken part in the parade in uniform. But for some, this is too far. Accusations that the police are supporting a political campaign by taking part have been made by the Loyalist blogger, Jimmy Bryson, who's with us today. Morning to you, Jimmy.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And John O'Doherty is from the Rainbow Project. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your objection, Jimmy?
Well, let me firstly say from the outset that the LGBT community absolutely has the right to hold their events, to do so on a safe space, something to enjoy their events and promote their campaign. I absolutely no issue with that whatsoever. This is on the attack on the community. They're absolutely entitled to have the events this week, and they should be supported in doing so. However, the PSNI taking part in this, it is essentially at its core a campaign for legislative change. Therefore, it is effectively a political campaign, or certainly a large part of it is. And by taking part in this, the PSNI are doing away with their supposed neutrality, and they are supporting one particular side of this argument. Now,
how is gay pride a political campaign?
Well, the parade that the police officers will take part in, I have no doubt, will carry a banners calling for legislative change, calling for same-sex marriage, which is absolutely fine and absolutely entitled to do so. But by taking part in that is essentially political. So the PSNI are supporting that political campaign. And Article 1.6 of the PSNI Code of Ethics say the police officers shall not take any active part in politics. You know, for example, next year, on the 12th of July, will the PSNI take part with the Orange Order and put a banner on the side of the Land Rover saying, "End hatred of Orange culture, report any attacks in Orange Halls here"? Because it's exactly the same thing.
John O'Doherty?
Well, I think LGBT people work in every sector, and it's not surprising that there are a lot of LGBT people within the PSNI. What this is an example of the PSNI reaching out to the LGBT community. And we have to remember that LGBT people, among other groups, experience hate crimes and rely on the police to be considerate of the experiences of LGBT people here in Northern Ireland. While Pride is a political event, it is also fundamentally about the visibility of LGBT people.
So you concede it's a political event?
Yes.
So what?
Pride is a protest. Pride has always been a protest, but is not exclusively one thing, and it is certainly not
one
thing to all people.
But John, if you're saying that it is a protest, what's the police doing taking part in protests?
Well, it is a protest for those people who choose to use it as a protest, and it was formed as a protest in opposition to the inequalities that LGBT people experience. And I think the PSNI, along with all our statutory services, have a responsibility to ensure equality of opportunity across all sexes.
And is part of gay pride to promote gay marriage being allowed in Northern Ireland?
You will have people marching in Pride on Saturday who support equal marriage and people who oppose equal marriage from different positions. You'll have people who believe that it's the normalisation of LGBT people. You will have people who believe that LGBT people should be treated equally, but that they don't support the extension of marriage to same-sex couples.
Do you believe...
have political parties who have voted against equal marriage marching on Pride on Saturday.
Do you believe, John,
yes,
that when the police are participating in gay pride, that they are supporting the protest element of gay pride?
No, I believe they're there for visibility, both for visibility for the fact that there are LGBT people within the police, and also for visibility that the police are there to support the LGBT community.
Jimmy?
Jimmy talked a lot about culture. Pride is a core part of LGBT people's culture and has been since the formation of the LGBT civil rights movement. It is not just about the protest, it's also about a celebration of our culture and identity.
Look, absolutely, and as I said, John, and the LGBT community are absolutely entitled to have their events, but the PSNI don't take part in the 12th of July. They don't take part in any Irish Republican parades to support that element of culture, so therefore they are being partial. They're taking part in one political event. John has conceded it's a political event. He makes my point for me. And the PSNI have to treat everybody equally. That's 6.2 in the Code of Ethics. So there is protections for LGBT community, people of all faiths, and the PSNI should treat all people equally. John has conceded this is a political event. In his own mouth, this is a political event. So square that with me, 1.6 of the PSNI Code of Ethics, which I will read. Police officers shall not take any active part in politics. So square that circle for me.
Charlie's in Carrador. Morning, Charlie.
Morning, Stephen. Totally agree with me there on this. How can the police partiality to one section of the community? I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of ex-police officers in the Orange River paraded on the 12th of May. You know, I would find it very difficult now. God forbid if I ever had an in with a homosexual or whatever, a dispute, I would find it very difficult now to call the police in on that, because I would just feel that the police would automatically view me as the aggressor. I think we're
showing it's just a ridiculous, ludicrous statement for you to make, isn't it?
I'm sure you would say that, but in my opinion, in my perception, they're showing favouritism here, which is not what our police is designed to do. They're to be impartial in all things.
So what you're saying is, you're saying because the police attend a gay pride event, you're saying that if there was then subsequently an incident where you need the help of a police officer, you think the police would be biased against you because of your sexuality. Like, how do you conclude that?
Because they're showing open favouritism on the streets, saying we support this political movement. This is our viewpoint.
They're not saying that they support the political viewpoint. That is nonsense. What you have is LGBT people within the police service wanting to march as police officers in the Pride Parade. Let's not forget, police officers are people. They are employees of a particular business or a particular organization, and you're going to find lots
of... But, John, many people are asked to keep their personal opinions out of their professional lives.
But let's not forget that the PSNI have been attending Pride events since Pride was founded in 1990. This is nothing new.
Would you be offended
if the police officers marched in uniform then?
If I can finish my point, they've been taking part in Pride events since 1990. They have been reaching out to the LGBT community, encouraging LGBT people to join the police, encouraging LGBT people...
Answer Charlie's question.
Let me just finish this point and I'll answer any questions that you want. The fundamental of all this is that the PSNI want to engage with LGBT people. And if you want to do that, the most opportune point of the year and time of the year is Belfast Pride.
Presumably the PSNI want to engage with the Orange Order as well, John. So to answer Charlie's question, why should they not be taking part in the Orange Order marches?
My understanding about Orange Order marches is that you must be part of a lodge or you must be part of a band that's marching along with a lodge. I'm not aware that the PSNI have.
Do you buy that, Charlie?
Have a lodge.
No, not at all. Not one bit of it, no.
Stephen, it's this partial, you know, that we can support the campaigns because they're fashionable now. Let me give you one example, which I actually take no issue with this. I think that's fine, but on Union Street, we have the curbstones painted. Now, if the curbstones were painted red, white, and blue for the 12th of July, or green, white, and gold for St. Patrick's Day, there would be mass media coverage. There would be outrage. There would be calls for the PSNI to investigate. Now, I take no issue if the people on Union Street want to paint their curbstones to celebrate their event. But what I'm saying is it can't be silence whenever the LGBT community do it, but outrage if somebody else done it. So if we decide this is a route on the 12th of July, let's paint Union Street red, white and blue, there would be chaos, absolute chaos. But yet when the LGBT community do it, it's absolutely fine. So we have to have the same standards across the board. And as I say, I take no issue with them painting the curbstones, but I'm only highlighting the fact that there's a clear difference being made here.
Harry in Belfast. Well, morning, Harry.
There is a clear difference.
Let me bring in Harry. Morning, Harry. Good morning, Harry. Not there. James in Sinfield. Morning, James.
Good morning. I disagree that the police should be allowed to take part in a parade like this as uniformed police officers using police vehicles. The police vehicles are supplied for policing purposes. They're not supplied for taking part in parades and so forth, so in the first instance. I also would contend that if members of the Orange Order asked for the use of police vehicles to take part in any of their parades, and if members of the Order were members of the police, that they would not be allowed to parade in uniform. I think it's totally wrong. It shows partisanism. on the part of the police.
James, thank you. And Harry, available now. Go ahead, Harry.
Yes, good morning, sir. Yes, I'm more or less supporting the previous callers. I think it's a shame that the police vehicles are being used for this purpose. Has George Hamilton sanctioned this? Are these officers taking part?
Well, clearly he must have, because he's the boss.
Yeah, well, maybe you should get him on and ask him why. I find this parade wholly offensive to myself. And as the previous callers have said, the Orange Order, why do they not support them? Could they have a Union flag on their vehicles? No. Condemned right away. Stephen, to me, these people are becoming a particularly privileged section of our community. A few weeks ago, there was talk about even pills and so on the NHS being prescribed freely for them.
John O'Doherty, you'll want to address that.
I don't know what that last point was, Stephen. I didn't hear.
Well,
but the idea that
we don't need to get into pills at any. Let's stay on the subject we're talking about now.
Well,
the idea that the police supporting Pride is somehow partisan. I'd like people to be clear on who exactly do you think that is partisan against. And the idea, again, we talk about using vehicles for policing purposes. This is a policing purpose, just like bringing a van out to a community event or bringing police officers out, neighbourhood officers being out talking to people. That's what this is about. It's about the visibility of the police for the LGBT community, to make the police accessible, to encourage people to report crimes, to encourage people to join the police and to try and get LGBT people engaged in policing in Northern Ireland. That is something that every one of us should celebrate, because the fact is the police are there for absolutely everybody, including LGBT people, and we cannot ignore the history of policing towards LGBT people, particularly before decriminalisation. And on the issue of curbstones, I think there's a specific difference here, because on Union Street you're talking about LGBT businesses who are happy to see those curbstones being painted outside, and will take responsibility for that as LGBT businesses. There's a big difference between that and going into people's neighbourhoods and deciding
to
They're
going to take responsibility for painting the curbstones.
I would imagine so. I would imagine that the businesses in that area are more than happy with having the curbstone painted.
Good.
They are the ones paying the rate for that part of town. They're the
people who
have been there, some of them who have been there for almost 30 years. So I think there's a difference between that and going into people's neighbourhoods, going outside people's houses and painting their curbstones.
John, I'm sure them businesses will be none too pleased with you, because painting curbstones is actually arguably criminal damage. It's a criminal offence. So therefore, what you're affecting...
I haven't heard you shouting about that when they're painted red, white and blue.
Well, absolutely. And I take no issue. That's my point. But see, some of the same people that would be up in arms. And John already said it there about going into people's neighbourhoods. And so he would have a serious issue. And tell me this, John. If the curbstones were painted green, white and gold for St Patrick's Day, or red, white and blue for the 12th of July on Union Street, would you support that?
It's a decision for the local people. It's a decision for those local businesses, the people who are paying the rate, to decide whether or not that's something that they support.
Well, here we are.
Here
we are.
Down to me.
Alex and Lisburn next. Morning, Alex.
No, listen, I was listening to the conversation. I'm a retired player myself. I was listening to Jamie quoting the rules. I think he's wrong. It's not a political thing.
John O'Doherty said it was.
There's always going to be a man at the back of a public meeting quoting something that he doesn't quite understand. I think that's the case here. What I would say is this, though. The Met do it in uniform, and the Guard, I think, do it in uniform at the Gay Pride Parade. But I do wonder if a police officer who is a member of the Orange Order and had declared his membership and the way he's meant to do it, decided he's going to walk on the 12th in uniform. How would it go down?
Well, how could the police stop that now?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, initially I thought, why not do it in uniform? It shows the PSNI as a modern force, and the Met do it. What's the harm? But I'm not sure the precedent is set. I'm not sure it's appropriate to do it in uniform. I used to be in the police. I used to be in Young Farmers. I wouldn't have went along to a Young Farmers gathering in uniform. Why would you?
Come back on one point.
And I don't see. And I'm beginning now. It depends on the It depends how the police are taking part in the Gay Pride. Are they getting paid to do it? Are they doing it in police time? Are they being paid to do it? Maybe that's different. But if they're doing it on their own time, I'm not sure. Saying you can do it, you should do it in uniform sets a precedence.
Go on, Jimmy.
Just one point on that.
Well, I don't think it's a political thing, Jimmy's saying it's an act.
Well, okay.
It's not an act in politics.
Well, it's obviously not a political thing, but let me just make one point in that the spokesperson on for the event, John O'Doherty, has said this is a political event outside of John O'Doherty's own mouth. So therefore, it is a political event. And when you're talking about the rules that I don't quite understand, let me lay this out for you. And I would ask you, Stephen, you're the biggest show in the country, go and ask the police to clarify this. 1.6, police officers shall not take any active part in politics. John O'Doherty says this is a political event. So unless I'm missing something in the gap in between, somebody square that circle for me.
Can I square the circle?
Ask the PSNI.
I can square the circle here.
Ask the police. We will put a question to the police right now, and we will say to them, John, you're part of the organisation representing.
I have to clarify, I'm not a member of Belfast Pride.
You're not.
Rainbow Project, and we do support Pride.
But it's your belief that it is a political event. We will ask the PSNI this morning why they are participating in a political event, if indeed that is what it is. Yeah. And we'll give them an opportunity to reply to this.
It is a political event. There's a political aspect to it, but it is not.
No, you said this is a political event. Don't be backpedaling now, John.
I'm not saying that it's not. What I'm saying is, and what I said earlier, was it is not exclusively a political event. And Pride is what people choose to
Let's squeeze in Norman. Morning, Norman.
Stephen, Jimmy's right. This is a political event.
Jimmy's right.
This is to push gay marriage through this province, and now the police are taking part in the parade or sin through Belfast. And they're supposed to be impartial, but now we see the political agenda that's coming to the fore to push gay marriage into this province.
Well, the police would say they're not there to express any opinion on gay marriage. They're there to stop gay people being discriminated against, intimidated, beaten up, and crimes against the gay community. Norman, thank you. Jimmy, thank you. John, thank you.